Blog Talk Radio.
Just try to keep the appearances. Yep, you'll be mad when you get what you don't have. But you don't go away for the day like a nomad.
Mark Hipscher of the Brooklyn Eagle to discuss the role of traditional and new media in helping small businesses grow. Stay tuned for Bob. Welcome, everyone, to How's New York. I'm your host again, Robert Howe, and we are talking about a multitude of topics, including real estate, community, politics, and any hot topics of the day. We are broadcasting from an undisclosed location in Brooklyn, New York, to a potential audience stretching from Longyearbyen, Norway, to Ushuaia, Tierra del Fuego, thanks to the power of Blog Talk Radio. I'm here with my executive producer, Jason Fristacci, of Rising Tide Marketing. We're lucky to have as our guest tonight Mark Hipscher. Mark is the advertising manager of the Brooklyn Eagle. The Brooklyn Eagle is one of the oldest newspapers in Kings County. Fortunately, Mark is not as old as the newspaper. He's young, energetic, and really knows his business. And Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bob.
Mark, tell us a little bit about what you do what your job description is at the Eagle. And then we'll segue into, your experiences meeting small business people and some of their issues and how you've been able to help them with both traditional and the non-traditional, you know, advertising and marketing.
I'd be happy to do that. And that all began for me over 5 years ago. I wasn't born in bred in Bay Ridge. I actually came here from Sheepshead Bay and discovered a whole amazing new part of Brooklyn that I hadn't experienced anywhere else before. I come from a neighborhood where there's one small newspaper, no real street fairs, good community, great community, Sheepshead Bay, but just not the activity and the excitement that you find going on here in Bay Ridge. And I've spent the last 5 years watching, learning, enjoying, and embracing all the great things that Bay Ridge has to offer that are now traditions, such as the Ragamuffin Parade and the Third Avenue Festival, the Fifth Avenue Festival, and so on and so on. I mean, as Bay Ridgeites would know about from experiencing. And just the recently added Summer Stroll, which was a huge success. I spent the 3 summer nights walking and enjoying what was an event that reached a level far beyond anybody's wildest imaginations. The streets were so packed, everybody was so vibrant, and I look forward to talking more about that after. Sure. As far as for me, I did come here 5 years ago, and I started working for the Bay Ridge Eagle, and I'm also, that includes the Brooklyn Eagle newspaper and the Brooklyn Daily Eagle newspaper, which is one of Monday through Friday. I'm sorry, that's just the live ambulance passing. We publish Monday through Friday, and we are what you would call the newspaper that is the center of downtown Brooklyn. We also serve Brooklyn Heights and the Kings County court system. And the court system is one of the most influential and effective segments of the Brooklyn community because there are 10,000 lawyers and court personnel, and probably 1,000 of them that live and practice in the Bay Ridge community alone. We serve not only them, but the civic groups, like I mentioned, the Ragamuffin community and the parade. And that brings Mayor Bloomberg down to Bay Ridge, and that will be taking place September 29th this year. We believe that covering all the neighborhoods with our newspapers are the key to the revitalized Brooklyn, which is why we circulate not just in Bay Ridge, but in Park Slope, Brooklyn, Brooklyn Heights, all the way down to Dumbo and Williamsburg and beyond. And as an advertising director, I have devoted myself the last 5 years to making sure the newspaper circulates in all of these areas. The newspaper, while some people feel that, you know, internet is the way, it can be, and we're integrated in that with our website, which is, you know, www.brooklyneagle.com. But also, we have not even remotely thought about passing up the opportunities that the newspaper still brings to the communities with having the tangible newspaper in their hands to read and enjoy every day on their way to work or whatever it is that they're doing. Our goal is to be the first draft of history that you can see and constantly update through social media or, again, in the morning newspaper. What else would I be able to help you and be able to offer in terms of what we do?
Well, let's take ourselves back to the pre-internet stage. I mean, maybe not when Al Gore discovered it, but
right. You
know, maybe 5 or 10 years ago. What was advertising like then? It was probably strictly newspaper advertising, right?
Yes, newspaper advertising in all parts of the, you know, any borough, any area was a main way to communicate. And while that has changed, the newspaper still remains the one key place where, you know, when you go to a newsstand, it's there for you. You don't have to worry about if your internet is up or working or if you've got the latest version or whatever the case may be or anything like that. The newspaper allows you to transport it and have it with you and save it, and you're not going to hang your phone up on your refrigerator, but you are going to hang up the article that has your name in it or talks about your business and proudly promotes you that you can put in your store window. We love that we're out there in print and tangibly being able to circulate and be held in your hands.
You know, you bring up an interesting point with a newspaper and going to the store to buy it. It does provide an element of stability and reliability that people still want in their life. If something big or crazy is going on, a World Series, a convention, a catastrophe, although people may hear about it on the internet or over the radio, they still want to be able to see it, hold it, look at it, and grasp it in the print media. So there is that huge element of stability and reliability, that when people really have to know the news, they know it's there at their local newspaper stand. So Mark,
yeah, and I experienced that with people. I just want to capitalize on that great point that you made, because I experienced that with people because I myself am in my 40s, and I'm kind of a tweener, as you would say. And I find myself, like, I'll see a headline on Yahoo.com when I'm, you know, at 12 o'clock at night, and my first instinct is, oh, I'll read about it more in the morning because I'm tired and I don't want to get into a whole article, but I know I'll grab the newspaper the next day. And that's when I'm settled in with my morning drink or whatever it is that I'm doing, and I'll devote myself to the 10 paragraphs or more that are going on about a news story and peruse through and continue to see what's going on in, you know, in my specialty with the advertising. And it all kind of ties in nicely to you know, starting your day or, you know, or ending your day.
And, you know, Mark, additionally, you mentioned that term, you're a tweener. There are some people that are beyond tweeners, and they are not looking, you know, to turn on their computer in the morning to find out what's going on in the world.
110% correct.
And there are some people that just love to get out of the house and walk up the 3rd or 5th Avenue or 86th Street and get their newspaper and get a coffee in it. It's part of a routine, and, you know, it's a regular routine for people who don't rely on the internet like what was the term you would use for under-tweener?
Right?
Is it over-tweener, tweener, and under-tweener?
I think somehow, I guess an undertweener is a great term, or maybe we can just, you know, the internet age of those who will, I believe very strongly that the people who are in the internet age will probably evolve into newspaper readers just because they've seen it happen in their houses and their families, and just like you grow and mature, and maybe when you're 18 years old, you want the sports car that goes 100 miles an hour like I did, and now I'm in my 40s and I need a 7-passenger family van. You still always go back to the things that are tradition and will always bring you to what you truly need, and especially us being in Brooklyn, I never see that going away. Our own borough president Marty Markowitz has his own paper that comes out that we were able to call information from and is very vital, and it's just not going to stop. I don't ever see it stopping, and
so Mark,
I rely on that.
Mark, 5+ years ago, the traditional advertising was, for most small businesses, was newspapers. Then comes along a day you walk into a small merchant, and they say, "Mark, we want to do a little with your paper, but we need a presence on the internet." How are you responding to those needs?
I respond to that need very simply, and I offer up the very best package I possibly can. I offer up a solid website that has tens of thousands of readers and great communication, you know, with what's going on. We can back that up with numbers, no problem. We have the opportunity to be in the newspaper consistently. I am here to serve the needs of those whatever it is that they're looking for. I can provide it. It's not a problem at all. And we factor in all of this, you know, as much as we can about the economy to make it affordable for the person who is trying to keep their business growing more and more each day, as much as we're trying to grow more each day. So it's a relationship. That's the key word. I feel as a salesperson, people spend their money not just with the product, but they spend their money with me. I'm almost like an investor. They're taking on my experiences and saying, okay, this is X amount of dollars, and I need to see something happen with it. And I've been successful that way. I've been able to take people's money, and I've been able to make it grow for them.
But you're growing it by spreading it onto different medias now.
Exactly. Spreading it onto different medias with BrooklynEagle.com. We also have a blog, BayRidgeLife.com. So you can be very Bay Ridge centric with BayRidgeLife.com, or you can be borough wide with BrooklynEagle.com. And as a matter of fact, you might say, okay, that is limiting, but it's completely not limiting at all. The history of the newspaper allows us to have readers who see us from, you know, they've moved to Florida, they've moved to California, different parts. They want to follow the New York sports teams they left behind that we cover. And you will find that people want to send gifts. So, if you know, that's one example. So if you have somebody who's in Florida but has their grandchildren here in New York, a New York business will be able to, whether it be flowers or whatever the case may be, they can still use that advertising on our website, even though they're not based in New York, to buy something. So that's a point worth, you know, a very important point that I spread out to people, that you have to remember that you're not limited on the website to just the readers who live in New York. You have people with credit cards and the grandparents, and I've been told, you know, grandparents, you know, they're spenders. I mean, they love to spoil, even from a distance, they love to spoil their grandchildren and their children, and we give opportunities on the website to promote your business and send those gifts.
So splitting the advertising dollars among traditional print and internet, you're allowing your advertisers to reach potentially a national audience.
24/7.
Yes.
24/7. That's a great time. You know, great. No matter what time of day, no matter what part of the United States they're in, they're looking up their old neighborhood and they're seeing opportunities to spend money.
Are you finding merchants not wanting to go on the internet or not wanting to expand in that area? They're just happy with their traditional print advertising?
It's a mix, and that's based on the fact that we have so many great, you know, vibrant businesses in Brooklyn. So it would be impossible for me to really go in one direction or another. It's just exactly that. It's a mix, and it's a good mix because it keeps the newspaper strong, keeps the internet strong, and everybody gets a solid presence. And there are believers in, like, on any topic, there are believers in both sides. And it's kind of funny. I don't prescribe to push either. I facilitate. I bring you to where you want to be with two great options in the product that I can offer. And I could speak either of them up truthfully without a problem. So it really comes down to, the choice of the person who has the capital and me to guide them with where it is that I get the feeling that they want to put their dollars.
And how about the other end of the spectrum? Are you finding some merchants only wanting to do it online? Maybe the younger generation saying, we've given up on the paper?
Yes. Yes, there are people there who have their beliefs in that, and I have no problem. Why would I? I have no problem giving the people what they want, where they feel they're going to get the business. I'm confident that the business is going to come because we have so many readers to the website that's not a problem at all. Breaking it down by age, I guess it's kind of come down to, what it is that the business owner has experienced. If he's had success on the internet, regardless of age, they'll want to do more of it. If they've had a bad experience on the internet, they may want to go back to print, where they felt more comfortable to begin with. A lot depends on what it is that they're offering as well. And that's why I spend the time personally trying to make sure that what it is they're doing on either medium is sending a strong message.
Yeah. Mark, you did mention earlier in our conversation the ability now to update almost on a 24-hour basis, at least with the news. Is that an attractive concept for advertisers? And can you update advertiser stuff maybe not as fast, but relatively quickly? You might not have to wait till next week.
You have a key point there. One of the things that we do is something called an advertorial. It's a different way to advertise instead of just having a standard, what you might think, an ad that's flashing at the top, where you're able to write a story about your business, and then it's on the web page, and we can keep rotating, we control it, so we can keep rotating it to the top. So there is an ability 24/7 to actually be kind of part of the news. As the news rotates and new events happen, that doesn't mean that your ad itself will ever be lost in like, okay, you're not there at 5 o'clock and maybe you disappear, 3-4 hours later. You're constantly in the on the first page, the home page, and constantly being seen. So our control, and anybody's control over their website, allows the advertiser to always be prominent and always have, get the max out of their investment.
Mark, you have a caller. Hello.
I do.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen. I was listening, very interesting. I am a visionary, and I have some very powerful strategies that I'm looking to bring forth, and would like to talk to both of you off air about that as your free time allows. And if I may, I'll identify my name so you can see some preliminary information on the internet.
Absolutely.
Would you identify yourself? And also, do you have a question for Mark? Mark?
Yes, I'll give you my name first. It's Hugh, H-U-G-H. Charleston, T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N as in Nancy. And my question is, are you collaborating with any of the businesses that are advertising with you?
When you say collaborating, I guess from my understanding of that is that I try as much as I can, given the size of the borough, to be in as many places per day as possible, including weekends and even Labor Day. I have a full schedule to work. So, there's no holidays for me. So I have to, just by the title of my job, be every place that I'm asked to be at the time that best serves the person who's interested in talking to me. So, yeah, I'm always listening, always looking for ways to improve, and always taking in what it is that the customer wants to serve them best. I can't live in the world where I always know best because, you know, again, it's your dollar, Hugh, or it's somebody else's dollar, and I want to make sure that you're happy at the end of the day, and we do the best we can.
Well, thank you, caller, and Mark, thank you for responding to that. Mark, let's talk about your hardest sell, the person, the merchant, or the business person who says, I don't need your advertising, whether it's print or social media or blogs or internet. How do you respond to those types of people?
That's my specialty. I appreciate that question, actually. I'm glad we don't pre-plan this in advance. Because the bottom line is, it's impossible. It's like me saying, I advertise my own picture and my own column and my own everything in the newspaper. I don't rely on somebody finding me just when I happen to walk in or a little box. I mean, it's impossible to know when I'm needed or you're needed. You need to have consistency. One of the things that I was taught when I started this is that the best type of advertisement is one that is consistent. Some people feel, and when I say some people, it's completely open-ended, that you put a big ad in, you spend X number of dollars, and you wake up the next morning after the newspaper comes out and you expect a line out your door because you're offering something that is great, but maybe that week somebody's sick. Maybe that particular day, if it's the daily, you know, somebody doesn't, you know, they're not at work that day, they're on vacation, any multitude of reasons. The consistency allows you to be when you're needed. A great example would be a florist. I don't need to buy my wife flowers every day, although there have been one or two or in the years where I've needed a florist, and if it's at the tip of my fingers and I'm a Bay Ridge Eagle reader or a Brooklyn Daily Eagle reader or so on, I know in the back of my head, like a reaction, I'm like, oh, I know exactly where I can find a florist, you know, real quick, or just by grabbing the newspaper that I have on me, or it's on my kitchen table or wherever it is that I hold it. Most newspapers do have the shelf life of a week. So, you know, when it's a weekly newspaper, daily news or whatever, they're probably, you know, each edition each day. But, yeah, you need to be consistent. That is a very important thing, to be available when necessary.
Mark, let's change tracks right now, and let's talk about small business people in today's environment. You get to see, you are an expert, whether you know it or not, on small business people. You see them every day. You interact with them. You hear their success stories. You hear their failures. You hear their fears. Tell us a little bit about what some of the comments you hear, non-advertising comments, when you go into a small business. What are they saying on the street?
What they're saying on the street is that they want to dive in, but they don't always feel like they have the dollars in this economy. And my job is to explain to them why they should. I've developed personally, of course, with the help of my publisher and you know, the permission, I don't have autonomy at the newspaper. I don't want to give that impression. But we have a column inside a portion of the newspaper that's devoted for businesses to be able to put just their business card and talk a few sentences about themselves for a nominal amount of money. I don't know if I'm allowed to discuss the dollar amounts or all that, but it's a very, very, very affordable price that allows you to, again, be consistent and be seen. And that's the first thing I try to talk to them about. I try to quell the fears because, you know, most of what goes on when advertising gets the national attention, it's the Super Bowl and it's $2.5 million for 30 seconds to be on the TV, or it's always like, you know, how the sports leagues, you know, all throughout the year or any of the Olympics, you know, how much things cost. And I think it gets muddy in people's minds, business owners, and they say, oh, it must be expensive. And one of the mottos that I use is advertising doesn't have to be expensive. it can be priceless. And I actually heard that on a commercial, and it resonated with me, because you can actually find out, if done correctly and done with the right person and the right vehicle, you can find that the investments can turn into great results. When I talk to the small businesses, naturally, you know, that's what I've enjoyed. I enjoy those conversations. I enjoy hearing what it is that they fear. I've actually told people that there is, based on their business, a right time to advertise. I don't think I've really ever walked in. I like to be able to, quote unquote, sleep at night. I don't think I've ever walked in and just agreed with somebody and said, yes, let's, you know, I'll take their, you know, X number of dollars and I'll just find a way, you know, and I don't know if it's going to work, but as long as I make a buck. No, I say, okay, you know what, maybe September is, you know, based on what it is that they do, let's give it, you know, 3 weeks and I'll come back and we're going to keep this on the table. And they appreciate that. They appreciate the honesty. They appreciate the fact that I'm not just grabbing at what it is and what dollars they have. It costs a lot of money to run these restaurants and other small businesses. There's a lot of things that affect them that I've heard about that unless you're in their shoes, you don't understand. And I'd love to mention some of them. I don't know if you have the time, but there are some things that, you know, we're well aware of. You know, people are constantly being inspected, and their sidewalks inspected, and there are fines, and labor costs and medical insurance, you know, for their employees are all going up, and rents are, you know, depending on how long you're locked into a lease. Some people have great leases and are doing well, and some people are not. These are factors that all go into having what I would call, you know, some liquid capital to be able to spend and take that chance. I mean, advertising can be defined as a chance. Nothing's guaranteed, although I like to believe, again, I'm probably being redundant, is that if you're as smart as you can be about it, then, of course, your opportunity to do well with it increases. It's very, very important that you strategize.
So, Mark, you're counseling business people who, when they say, well, I'm a little nervous about the economy, maybe I don't want to do anything, almost like a stick your head in the sand type of strategy. You're counseling them not to stick their head in the sand, that they have to plug ahead and they have to be involved and, you know, just...
Well, I have one set of experiences that's different, and that is I spent a good 15, 20 years in retail myself, and I was taught all these different tactics about, you know, using space and keeping your storefront presentable and clean when you go in and exciting, and, you know, I see different I always notice those things. It's bred into me about how people, big and small businesses, run their business. I kind of see it when I walk in. It's in me. And I also can kind of feel out, having retail experience, what it is that might be worth promoting inside somebody's store. I don't come in with just a blind-eyed idea about, you know, everybody's going to run a 25% off sale and everybody's going to run a coupon for this, that, or the other, and everybody's going to – no, there's no – I think I enjoy an advantage that way. I enjoy the advantage of the fact that somebody who I know is strong in Bay Ridge – will benefit by advertising in the Brooklyn Eagle, the downtown edition, because they will get people who are looking for a different culinary type of restaurant or looking for a gift shop that we have here that has special and different things. I'd love to name people. I'd love to brag about them. There's so much to brag about in Bay Ridge. And vice versa. I've seen a lot of great shops in downtown Brooklyn that can benefit by going into the Bay Ridge Eagle and letting the people in Bay Ridge know that when they want to go down and go into Williamsburg or Park Slope or Brooklyn Heights, that there are places that are so worth enjoying their food or so have special gifts that you won't find anywhere else, or great customer service even, and they'll enjoy that too. I'm not trying to take anything away. It's just a concept that people do go all over, you know, to enjoy the borough, and I think the borough is almost never better. And I look forward to having Carlos Asura taking over as the Brooklyn Chamber of Commerce president. I know his experiences with Marty Markowitz, and having been a Bay Ridgeite himself for so many years with a business here and in Diker, it automatically, to me, makes him probably one of the best leaders the Chamber is ever going to have.
Yeah, yes, business is certainly has a lot to look to in you know, the upcoming year in Brooklyn. And Mark, we are towards the end of our show. We thank you for all your comments. Before we let you go, of course, we're going to have you back because there's a lot more that we could not touch upon. But before we let you go, why don't you tell our audience your contact information, the Eagle information, and in case, because what you add, it sounds like, is a value-added marketing strategy. You've been on both sides of the fence.
Have I ever? Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. The easiest way to
give yourself and the Eagle a little plug before we let you go.
Okay. The plug is this. To find me, I have no problem being reached on my cell phone anytime. I mean that. At weekends, doesn't matter. Probably 3 in the morning's bad, but it's 347-860-0508. Again, that's 347-860-0508. The internet email is marc@brooklyneagle.com. I'm very proud of our website, which is www.brooklyneagle.com. And we do have a Bay Ridge blog that is www.bayridgelife.com. And remember, you're contacting me with no strings attached. I'm there to talk. I'm there to listen and strategize, much like our caller who called in wants to do. I'm open for anybody's. I just love people. It's been what I've been doing all my life in the service industry.
You love what you do. You're good at it, and you add value.
I've been a two-time honorary pioneer. I'm actually my second year in Bay Ridge, and then 2 years ago in Bay Ridge, I was an honorary pioneer as part of the Pioneers Dinner that's awarded on 3rd Avenue. And I don't take that lightly at all, because I know that those awards came from people who saw that I care. And to me, that's a great thing to have on my resume, and a great thing that I wish I could carry around, because they're very special awards indeed, and I know other winners who have won it feel they're very important awards as well.
And Mark, on a personal note, we all see and appreciate all the efforts you do on behalf of the Bay Ridge community, and we thank you for coming on tonight. We look forward to having you in the future, and hopefully
thank you, Mr.
our listeners are benefiting from your sage advice.
I appreciate it, and thank you for not asking me about Kristen Stewart. I it's a little sensitive still for me. Oh, wait, that's not me. That's Robert Pattinson. Oh, well. Thank you very much, Bob.
Thank you, Mark. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, this concludes tonight's radio program. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio for hosting our show, and thanks to our guest, Mark Hipscher. Mark is the advertising manager of the Brooklyn and the Bay Ridge Eagle, for sharing his insights with us. This is How's New York signing off. God bless Brooklyn and all of its people, wishing you a good night and a good morning and a good afternoon. I am your host, Robert Howe.